got 24 away from 9 o'clock and 24 degrees. And here we go. It is a Tuesday morning. This is the 10th already of January. Pretty nice day outside. Some high clouds. A little sunshine peeking through. Vicky says about 45, 46. And then hang on because...
Vicky's so nice.
We like her.
She's always filling in.
About 70 this coming Friday. So it's going to get warmer. Okay.
Running around in this new truck. Bank lets me borrow from month to month. Running out of credit and find a little cash on the radio. Standing still, they're blowing past. Numbers on cars going NASCAR fast. What I wouldn't give for a slow down, don't you know? 'Cause where I come from, only the horses run. When the day is done, we take it easy. Meanwhile, back at Mama's, the porch light's on. Come on in if you wanna. Supper's on the stove and beer's in the fridge. Red sun sinking out low on the ridge. Game's on the tube and Daddy smokes.
All right, meanwhile, back at Mama's. Now, before that, it is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340. This is Scuttlebutt, I think, here. Before that, he had done a song with Taylor Swift. It had been Tim McGraw featuring Taylor Swift. Word has it that Faith said,
no, I'm the only cover girl in this family.
So, meanwhile, back at Mama's is featuring Faith.
Oh, of course.
Of course it is. And that was a hit, too. And so,
and they're both beautiful ladies.
Oh, my goodness.
However,
yes.
She's the wife, so I think that makes sense.
She'd be the big chief. That's exactly right. Happy wife, happy touring. All right. It's 22 before the hour, and it's News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340.
Speaking of happy life, being able to fulfill your dreams, get the education you want, we're here talking with Rhonda Ginn. She's the Catawba Region job developer for Project Hope. This is a Project Hope that I hadn't heard of before. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning.
I'm so glad you're here today. We met when the Boys and Girls Clubs had a ribbon cutting several months ago, I guess. And now I finally got you to come on in. Thank you so much. And I want to know about Project Hope. It sounds like a great opportunity for some people.
It sure is. And I am so excited to be here and tell you about it. Project Hope is a federally funded grant program that helps qualified individuals go back to any of the technical schools in the state of South Carolina for one of 13 health occupation careers.
Wow. Okay.
So we are locally here in Rock Hill. We are known as the Catawba region. So we have several counties that we are affiliated with here. And our partnership is with York Tech. We have a boot camp that is preliminary for our students to go through prior to entering the technical school. So
okay.
That's very unique for our program.
It's a metaphor as boot camp. It's not really.
Well, it's a mental boot camp.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm going to have problems.
She's not climbing,
that
too. Not climbing the walls, but
no.
Working pretty hard, I think.
Give me 20 right now.
That's it.
20 definitions,
that's
I think.
That's it. Medical terminology.
So that helped everybody get acclimated to what's going to happen.
Right. Okay. A lot of people haven't been to college or have been out of school for a while, so we
it
want
sure
to make sure they are ready and successful. So we give them little snippets of what they would see if they were enrolled in a healthcare career at Tech. So they get medical terminology, medical math, anatomy, physiology. They take tests, so they have to pass boot camp.
When you're older, not Freddie's age, but maybe my age, and older, like me, and you're going into these situations, you may have somebody, and they call you sir or ma'am. Have you got some type of reply for that? Could you just snap a knot in their neck or something? Stop calling me sir or ma'am. It's an age thing. I mean, do y'all go over that?
Well, you know, we are in the South, so I'm okay with the yes
okay.
ma'ams.
All right.
It's pretty nice.
Okay.
It's very polite.
Okay.
It's polite.
I'll look at it differently then.
Look
okay. I'll
nice.
Take it as a compliment.
Yes.
Tell
okay.
us, Rhonda, about the people that you may find like a success story that has really come through this program that you
okay.
may have in your mind.
Well, we've had several. We've had some that have been on government assistance.
Okay.
And
like a young mother or something?
A young single mom who needed help, and she has gone through our program. She is now currently a student at York Tech and trying to complete the nursing program
Fantastic.
There.
Nice. Oh, my goodness.
Since we are relatively new to this area of the state with our program, we haven't had anyone go out and complete the whole program at this point, from recruitment to the boot camp through the entire
degree. Okay.
But it is statewide, and it has been around since 2010. And we did win the national award back. There was a fellow in Sumter, South Carolina, who also was on government assistance, and now he is a wonderful nurse making wonderful money, as well as a homeowner.
Wow.
You talk about the medical field positions. Right now, that is just opening wide open for this world because of our aging population.
That's exactly right. Baby boomers.
I'm almost at the end of the boomers, and y'all be taking care of a lot of us.
That's
right. We're the largest growing segment of the population.
That is exactly right, and that is one of the reasons why it was targeted. And the 13 healthcare fields that are the ones that we fund are the up-and-coming and the ones that will be around. So an individual would have to choose from one of the 13 that are listed in our marketing materials and stuff like that.
You want to list the ones?
I can say, let's see, registered nurse, dental assistant, pharmacy tech, licensed practical nurse, emergency medical tech, paramedic. That's pretty neat, Rhonda. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really quite an experience. Medical assistant, medical records tech, medical lab tech, a phlebotomist, which is a fluids and lab person.
Blood.
All blood.
Yes.
Cardiovascular tech, patient care tech, and certified nursing assistant. That's really the gamut of who's doing the work in healthcare.
Right. And so we are excited. A lot of people start out and they want to do the continuing ed side of York Tech, which is more like the nursing assistants. And once you take your state exam, then you're certified.
Okay.
And then they continue on once they get a CNA job to go into nursing, the nursing field. So we are able to do stackable credentials. We want you to start somewhere, go ahead and get some income coming in if that's what you choose, and continue on in your employment and career path.
Well, it makes so much sense. It's so wonderful. I wonder about the difference. Has it been just that our population's aging, or is the industry itself losing people's interest? Do you think that that's the case?
The main thing is the aging population, but there is a plethora of healthcare jobs. I mean, even locally in Rock Hill, if you ride up and down Ebenezer, there's some home health agencies, and you can see signs, CNA wanted. If you look on the job websites for hospitals, nurses are always in need. So if people can get through this program, they're pretty much guaranteed a job.
Explain this to me just slightly here. This is aimed at, and who are we talking to out here on the other side of these microphones? Are we talking to that person that just says, you know what, I'm a single mom, I got a couple of kids, I just can't afford to do this. I do have an interest in maybe becoming a CNA or becoming an LPN, RN, or something like this, pharmacy tech or whatever, but that's way off. I could never. Is that the person you're talking to?
That is exactly who I'm talking to.
And they're all trying to get the word out to that person.
Right. We are trying to just get our name out there and have people apply. Since this is a federal program, I do want to make note that our selection for candidates is based on what they call a lottery system or randomization. Mm-hmm. So for every 3 people that apply for our scholarship, 2 will get in and 1 will not. And that's just kind of the guidelines that the federal government's laid down to do their study of this program to make sure they're good stewards of taxpayers' dollars.
And it is a qualification as far as income at the moment.
It is an income. If individuals are on any sort of TANF or SNAP benefits, or if they're low income, which is 200% below the federal poverty guidelines with a dependent child.
Which is like $250,000 a year. What is that?
Yeah.
The under
well,
poverty.
Like a family of 4, I think, could make, and I don't quote me, $48,000
okay.
a year, and one of their
and
individuals
still be
could
below
still
the
be.
Poverty level.
Right. And unfortunately, South Carolina is a relatively poor state, so the majority of South Carolinians apply. A lot of us do.
There's this other regions, too.
Right. We have 5 regions throughout, so it's the entire state of South Carolina. Is covered. Midlands, it's in Columbia. You've got, Charleston for the Low Country. It's upstate, and it's in Greenwood, just all over.
But here's an opportunity. Here's a chance. It's not just a hand-me-out. It's a hand-up for you. If you want to put the work in and do this, here's an opportunity for you. Here's a chance for you to go do something here.
That's exactly right. We do hold people accountable. We check up on them. We, get their grades from Tech. We are their biggest cheerleader and biggest fan. A lot of people come from, broken homes or whatever, and they just didn't have that home life support. And so we try to take up that area as well. I mean, we refer people out to other services in the area that may be able to help in other needs, but we really want them whole and complete and to be able to just go forth and be fruitful.
Your counties that you work on, you work with Spartanburg, Cherokee, Union, Chester, York, Lancaster, Kershaw. Are you based here in Rock Hill?
We are. We are actually right across the street from York Tech in the BTC building.
Yeah.
We're in Suite 212, so we're on the second floor. Suite 212. And we would love to have, you can just drop in, ask for an application. There is applications at the local DSS offices. We have flyers throughout the counties, pretty much anywhere from thrift stores, consignment stores, laundromats to just anywhere.
Y'all are rolling out the welcoming mat.
We are. Yeah, we would love to have as many people into this program as we can.
Well, I think if you don't, if you're in a situation, you're hearing us this morning, and this is not you, maybe you know somebody that this is.
Yeah.
You know, that this is really applies to and that you could help somebody. Have you heard about this program?
Is it really just word of mouth here? Are you doing other kind of, like, do you go to, as a vendor, to different health fairs and
we
stuff?
We go to health fairs, job fairs. We have targeted churches to try to get in it, either in their bulletin or to do an announcement. I spoke at my boys' football banquet, you know, little peewee and small fry football banquet for a few seconds, just to try to get our word out.
You bet.
Well, it's really wonderful. I think Project Hope, we enjoy our friend Sheila Neisler, who's another Project Hope around here, which is helping lower-income folks with foodstuffs. But this is sort of the second step of career.
Right.
Which moves us forward.
That's exactly right.
I'm loving that. So what's the website where we can get in touch with you? Do you know a website? Is it going to be dss.sc.gov?
Yes, you could contact us through the state DSS website.
Okay.
There's a click for Project Hope.
Okay.
Or you could call me directly. I don't mind. And my cell phone is 803-917-0044.
All right. I'll put that on WRHI for
you,
Rhonda.
Please do. And my email address is Rhonda, RHONDA.GINN. That's four letters, GINN, at dss.sc.gov.
No calls past 10 p.m., please.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's right. Yes, avoid the sleeping time. But you're a Clemson fan, so you didn't get much sleep last night.
I did 3 hours. Go Tigers. I'm so excited. I was crying tears of joy last night, and my boys and I were jumping up and down all in the tent.
You're an alumni, right?
I am an alumni. Yes. I won't say what year, though.
That's wonderful.
So did they paint both all the inside and outside of your car as orange? Because you have orange wheels, you have orange everything. I mean, it was blowing orange exhaust when I saw you come in a while
yes,
ago.
Yes. My blood runneth orange.
That's
congratulations,
wonderful.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Rhonda Ginn, you are just really a beacon of hope, I think, for folks who are looking for some medical training. And I guess this runs year-round, or is there a beginning?
This is all year-round. This is a five-year grant. And we are now in year two.
Okay.
So please come on and apply so we can get you as much education as you desire.
Amen.
Excellent.
Amen.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rhonda. Here we go.